This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Prosecutors in the Derek Chauvin case acknowledged that the murder of George Floyd at the hands of the former Minneapolis police officer triggered a worldwide movement and raised awareness. But as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, there are those who say there's still more that needs to be done.
After former officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty,
we are able to breathe again.
George Floyd's brother, Philonis Floyd, outside the courthouse, says this black man's killing was different than others because it was caught on camera. Other family members celebrated in Houston, as heard on KTRK-TV. Back in Minneapolis, the Reverend Al Sharpton says there's more work to do.
We still have cases to fight, but this gives us the energy to fight on.
At George Floyd Square in Minneapolis, as images of Derek Chauvin being handcuffed and led away played out on TVs, President Biden addressed the historic case.
It was a murder in the full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The judge in the trial gave an 8-week timetable for when Chauvin would be sentenced. He denied bail, and Chauvin was taken into custody immediately after the guilty verdict was read. There are still lots of mystery surrounding the death of Chad's president, Idris Deby. The military only says that he was killed while battling rebels in the north, but the circumstances of his death remain murky. Deby ruled Chad for more than 30 years and became an important ally to Western nations in the fight against Islamic extremism in Africa. This is VOA News. Europe's drug regulator said Tuesday it had found positive links between Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine and rare blood clotting issues in adults who had received the shot in the United States. The European Medicines Agency said then safety committees concluded that a warning about unusual blood clots with low blood platelets should be added to the vaccine labels. The EMA found that all instances had occurred in the adults under 60 years, mostly women with 3 weeks of vaccination, or within 3 weeks of vaccination, adding that all available evidence, including 8 reports of cases in the United States, were part of its assessment. It also said that most clots had occurred in the brain and abdomen, similar to the AstraZeneca vaccine, and reiterated that the vaccine's overall benefits outweigh the risk. Israel is planning a second round of COVID-19 vaccinations in 6 months, by which point it expects children to be approved by health regulators to receive the jab. That's according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The governor of the U.S. state of Arizona is now sending National Guard troops to the southern border, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is deploying 250 National Guard troops to the state's southern border with Mexico. Ducey, a Republican, has been critical of President Joe Biden's immigration policies. According to Ducey's announcement, Guard members will help with medical operations at detention centers, install and maintain border cameras, and analyze satellite imagery for current smuggling trends. Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who is also a Republican, sent about 500 members of his state's National Guard to the border. I'm Mike Gracia.
More than 30 South Korean college students shaved their heads Tuesday to protest Japan's decision to release water from its crippled Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea. The protesters chanted and held placards in front of Tokyo embassy in Seoul, which a local ban on gatherings larger than 10 people. Police periodically dispersed crowds but did not stop the event from taking place. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.